It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Welcome to the next edition of the Mike Wills Podcast. Today is Sunday, June 14th, 2020. So, over the weekend, I did finally get my HF radio up and running. Hip hip hooray. And this is what I've been listening to ever since. Hopefully that comes through. And there's a contact. AI6DG. You made made my podcast. Yay. That's like a notable thing, right? I think. Let's see here. AI6DG is out of Sacramento County, California. That is cool. So I've been getting, Nope, nothing else. Okay, perfect. And it will transmit. There we go. So today, so far, well, tonight, I should say, well, there was a Minnesota, but that was, a guy from our net. So he's, all of 10 miles maybe away. So that was more of a, hey, I worked them. But I got Colorado, Ohio, New Mexico, New York, Oklahoma, Minnesota, that was another guy I know, Ontario, Canada, Vermont, Illinois, another Colorado, Missouri, Barbados, that was kind of cool, Virginia, California, Texas, Montana, Ukraine, that was also really cool. I got a couple Ukraine, and then they call it European Russia. I think that's the European side of Russia. I'm guessing some of these are based on how they break things out. I don't know for sure otherwise. Because I did not realize that there's a Ukraine, a European Russia. And then what was the other one? I didn't get him worked. But there was another one too. Oh, now we got N3JD as being worked on as we speak. The play-by-play, this is like great podcasting, isn't it? So, just turn my head volume up a little bit. Yeah, I'll leave this on the background. It's kind of haunting, sort of. So what happens, let's just kind of step this through, even though you can't see a damn thing. I call out so I will be doing that right now, actually. So I call out with a CQ with my call sign. And my Maidenhead grid square. So I am EN24. You can kind of look that up and probably find more information on that. So then what happens is I think it's a signal report. And the signal report will tell you how weak or strong it is. I'm not sure exactly. I think that's what it is kind of how weak or strong it is. Oh, I'm not transmitting. And then they return back yours with an R on it. I think that just says it's returned. At that point, it's considered... Am I contacting the guy? Yes, I am. Sweet. And then I send back with RR73, or if I'm the one saying, yep, I confirmed your contact, which I will hear in a minute, and then ultimately a 7-3 is sent out, which basically says, yep, everything's done. Have a good day. So it's really simple. It takes about a minute, if I calculated this out right. Each cycle, so you hear the silence, and then you hear the howling, the beeps, whatever you want to call it. That is each cycle is 15 seconds. So if you kind of look through it, I believe I counted four times you go back and forth. So that should put you about a minute. So I've racked up a ton of calls already tonight. And I just started at like 8:30. So, and it's now 11:30. Oh, interesting. Okay, this guy's not going to be answering. Time to switch back to calling CQ. The other issue I'm running to right now is I've worked just about everybody I can. You know what? I'm going to switch bands. Let's see if the 10 meters is still going. Not much. Let's go up to 40 meters. Oh, yeah. You may have heard the beep beep. I am tuning my my radio so that it doesn't have any issues transmitting. And now we're going to give another cycle here. See what pops up. And then we'll start calling CQ or start contacting people. This is engaging information, isn't it? Probably so much easier if I actually had video on this. So that is, oh, you probably hear my air conditioner background. Sorry about that. I forgot about that. So, yeah, this is what I plan on doing all work week. Just kind of like not, you know, watch it 100%, but, just kind of let it run in the background. Have a call CQ, like I am doing right now. I let it do its thing. And then when someone comes back to me, I will hit the log button, and then I will probably hit it again. There is a award. I gotta stop. Wait till this is done. There is an award out there called Worked All States. Ooh, New Jersey. I haven't had that one yet. Princeton, New Jersey. Within here it has like a, you know, one of the awards you can get is called Worked All States. It just means that you worked all states. Hawaii is a tough one. Alaska also surprisingly apparently is pretty tough. I think some of it has to do with the volume of people that are out there. Also, well, for Alaska anyway. And then apparently have very weird propagation up there. So apparently it's just normally hard to work them, period. And then Hawaii is just out there ways. And sometimes it's hard to get them. So we'll see what happens. If I can work the CONUS, the lower 48, I'd be perfectly happy with that. At least to start with. And then at some point, I will want to work all of them. So, you know, it's just things like that. And I'll probably do that where I will work them all on FT8. Just because it's easy. You don't have to work very hard at it. This is that digital mode right now. Yeah, bugs in here. And then at some point, I will have to try again on single sideband and try and work everybody that way. And I hear there's certain contests that you can do that make that extremely easy. So we will have to see. I missed them. I got a Skeeter in here. My office isn't exactly sealed in winter because of air conditioner. I've tried to seal it before and miserably fail every time, so. So, I think I am going to call it here for audio. I thought I would share this with you. Yeah, I thought it's kind of neat. And then when I go to do some CQ, like actual voice modes, then I will also get back to you. Oh, shoot, I should have grabbed the DX on that one. Oh, well. I set this up so the first person who responds is the first person I contact. Well, the first person I contact is probably a safer one, but the second one is DG, which I don't know where that is, but it is definitely not US. US has starts with K, N, some A's, and W, because I'm WX0MIK. That was quick. KD, oh, Utah. We got Utah on the books now. And let's see if I can get this DG guy. This is actually kind of fun, ultimately. And you can continue doing other things at the same time. Federal Republic of German, huh? Of Federal Republic of Germany. Oh, that's cool. A German person. Let's see if I can work down here quick. I'll keep you in suspense here. Let's see what happens. I haven't seen him since, so this will be interesting. We'll find out as soon as this comes back. Nope. And sometimes the bands are such that you get one glimpse of something and then they just disappear. So we'll have to see. I'll try and work him a little bit. That'd be kind of cool to get a German. So, yeah, like I said, this is fun so far. And, yeah, I haven't done audio. As I've said before, I am not a talker. So I'm going to avoid talking as much as possible, but at some point I'll have to actually talk to people. And then in those cases, like field day here, it's so much easier because you have very formal messaging that you do, which in most cases is your call sign, what state you're in this case, and a signal report. So pretty simple. You just kind of get that information. You go into the next one. If you get lucky, you start to run, and you own that frequency for a little bit. Okay, I'm yawning. Time to wrap it up. So, thank you, everybody, for listening. Hopefully, this was interesting. At the very least, it kind of gives you some of that shortwave listening and what is actually out there. So sometimes it's kind of interesting. Okay, this guy's not listening. I'm going to turn that off. Okay, so I am going thank you, everybody, for listening. This has been WX0MIK and 73 to all of you. If I can find my mouse. The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.